I'm going to call this meeting to order. Town Council hearing a meeting. It's Wednesday, October 15th, 2025 at 6 p.m. We'll start with the pledge.
Oh. Our pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be gathered here today. See our community, those in our community. We thank you for the rain that we've received and that we can get some more. Please bless this nation, especially the Carville town of Apple Valley, and say the same thing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right, roll call.
Scott Taylor here.
Kenny Sarah here.
Mike Ferrar here.
Kenny Spenlove here.
Richard Palmer here.
Any conflicts of interest?
No.
All right, let's do Mayor's Town Update Report recommendations. What do we got going on? If you guys got the feel of an Apple Valley proper, you got to notice we have another water leak in this old, aging, super old tank. So we had to drain one of the tanks. I haven't heard anybody with any pressure. We shouldn't, but it always is in the back of my mind. We got about half the repair done today. We thought we'd get it done today, but a little worse than we thought once we got in there and the rotting metal and steel and stuff like that. So should get it finished up tomorrow, get it filled back up. But if nobody has any lack of water pressure, then I guess nobody really knows or cares other than us. So we should wrap that up tomorrow. Which brings us into the new tank. I know we've talked about it before. It's in the 1 million gallon concrete tank that we replaced those two tanks. Those tanks are 240,000 gallons each. So we'll double our capacity. It'll be made of concrete. It'll be in the, built into the ground a little bit. Water will stay cooler, less prone to contaminants and growths and stuff like that. Sorry. Will the water stay cooler? Yeah. See, we keep cooling up there. Right now, it's still in the design stage. We're about halfway through the design stage. Town engineers working on easements with the town attorney and myself. We just about got that done. The goal from the contractor is to break ground and start building by the end of the year. So we should see some ground movement by the end of the year. I'm hoping it'll be done in about 6 months, but we'll see what happens. I'm probably a little optimistic with that, not things go with construction, but hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have those two tanks on and a new concrete water tank up there. We don't have these problems, so. What else? We've got a water usage rate reduction going on tonight on the agenda. We'll be voting on that. I know that's kind of unheard of. Not many towns see a reduction in water rates, so we're kind of excited to be able to offer that. I think the deadline to register to vote for this election is coming up very soon. Do you know where it is, Jenna? I think it's the next. I think you have to be done 10 days before the election, so it should be coming up soon. So you still have time to log on to the county's website and register to vote. More registered voters we have in the town, the better for the town. So the more negotiating power we have and stuff with the state. So please register to vote. Vote. That's all I have. Not a lot going on. Do you guys have anything?
Just real quick, we're out cleaning the bar ditches all over town. We're working on the worst parts first. Did you see my maniacs on the side of the road? It's a lot more convenient to leave the equipment out there than drive back to the town every day. So, know that it's temporary. We're usually looking for vacant lots to park it on, but or I'll ask somebody if I can park it in their yard. But anyway, see it out there. That's why.
You did.
Community Gardens got their trick or treat.
Oh, yes.
Saturday, October 25th. They will also be serving up mouthwater and cold pork sandwiches and creamy macaroni salad plates. The time for that is from 4 to 8 p.m. And if you want to pre-order your plates, that'll help everyone with organization and making sure we have enough food for everybody. The link is on Facebook on Apple Valley Community Garden. If you are not on Facebook and would like to pre-order, get a hold of Brooke Paxton. I can give you her information. I don't want to blast it over this meeting.
Is there a charge for it?
Yes, they are
just the food.
Just the food, yeah, and not the trick or treat. Was it $12?
It's $12 a plate.
They have group specials. I did 2 4 family plates and 1 couple's plate to get all of my family. Compared, it was just over $100.
It's a fundraiser for the community gardens nonprofit.
It is.
So that we just have the nonprofit community gardens.
And what are they serving? Pork sandwiches?
Old pork sandwiches and macaroni salad.
Smoked all day long.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cooked by our dear sweet Richard.
Is he tasty?
Let me know. You're chasing me out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to have pumpkins for the kids free of charge so they can paint them. We would do carving, but with the little ones, we prefer them to paint them. We'll let mom have time. So.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be able to get 2 pumpkins. Nice.
Stuff. Good stuff. Exciting. Okay. Anything else? Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's roll out into public comments. 3 minutes each. We'll open that up. Anybody have anything they want to say? Anybody online? Go ahead, Libby. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got a couple of questions. The water, you're discounting water per 1,000 gallons is what it's looking like. And I was just wondering are you being able to supply that water at a cheaper rate, or what was the reason for this?
Is that it?
No.
And I can't figure out why you're discounting that water, but bulk water you're raising. So I just kind of want to know how you justify lowering the rate for one and raising it for another. And then on item number 3, I've also got a question. Right now you're charging residents that come in for a building permit, you're charging them 1 acre foot. And in this development agreement, you're doing 227 lots at 196 acre feet, which is a negative of 58 acre feet. So that's really not, I guess, playing the same game with everyone else. And that 58 acre feet, at what you charge per acre foot, is about $58,000. So if I think that we need to try to make it fair between everyone.
Okay, is that it?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's see. Are you the reason started or?
Bradley says it's working again.
Okay.
Okay, we had some technical difficulties with the live stream, so we're going to back up. I'm going to I don't know where you guys lost it, but I'm going to back up and reopen the public hearing. So we're going to open the public hearing. Item number one, resolution R-2025-22, amend title 01.20.010. Residential usage fees and 101.20.030 bulk meter usage fees. So what's going on here, as I just said, I'll say it again, is when we combined the Big Plains, when we eliminated Big Plains and took it back under the town, we were able to eliminate a lot of administrative processes and got some savings. We knew we would have some savings, so we recrunched some numbers, and with the savings, we did want to offer the residents some of the water usage rates. We've had complaints. The council got complaints. I got complaints about not being able to water people, not being able to water their yard and keep it green. That's not something we want, but people do have to understand we do live in the desert, but anything we can do to help. So we wanted to pass some of that savings on to you guys. In there also is an increase of the bulk water usage for Apple Valley proper, which is the reason for that is we want to discourage use and conserve our water here in Apple Valley proper with the aquifer. And what we've done to help with the contractors is we went to the Cook Well and we installed a bulk meter receptacle down there and put a lock on it. And we'll be able to offer that water at a 50% rate to contractors that want to fill up their water tanks, since that is not on the current town's aquifer. That's only it's non-potable water. They'll be able to go down there and get that water at a discounted rate for construction. So you will see a little increase if you want to use it here in Apple Valley proper due to the fact of our limited resources here with our aquifer, and the contractors can get a reduced rate by going over to the Cook Well. So that's what's on there. If you guys look at the rate reduction, we were able to hit it all the way across the board. So if anybody has any public comments about that, anybody online? Okay, we're going to close out the public comments for a public hearing for item number one, resolution R-2025-22, amend title 01.20.010 residential usage fees and 01.20.030 bulk meter usage fees. Going to open up public hearing for item number two, resolution R-2025-23, fee schedule amendment, which is basically us just amending the fee schedule to accommodate item number one. So anybody have anything they want to say about that one? Anybody online? No. Okay, we're going to close the public hearing for item number two, resolution R-2025-23, fee schedule amendment. We're going to open up public hearing for item number three, resolution R-2025-25, approval of a water agreement with Jefferson Canyon Resort Developments Company, Inc. I'm going to go ahead and go through it now so we can avoid any public comments. So I won't do it again when we have discussion. So this is going to go with the MDA that we're going to review on the 29th. We already had the public hearing scheduled on the agenda, so we went ahead and put it on here, but it will get processed with the MDA on the 29th. But basically what this is for the new Jepson MDA. We've rewritten everything. This will supersede any and all previous agreements other than the water rights they dedicated. So I'm sure you guys have all had time to review this, but I'm going to give you the nutshell. In the MDA, we went from, I think it was like 580 RDUs, which is residential dwelling units, which are doors, buildings, houses, hotel rooms, stuff like that, down to 227, I believe. Any and all water, so this is just the water, remember this is the MDA, the water will come from anywhere other than the town's aquifer. I'm not going to go through the whole aquifer thing again. We've been through that many of times. Everybody knows, I think if you've been around, we're sitting on the town's aquifer over here on this end. And we have, I believe, according to the USGS report study that we have fault going down Main Street that divides the aquifer. So any of these developers that were approved from the past and we're having to work with are going to be have to take water from somewhere else other than the town's aquifer. So the next logical place will be east of Main Street. So the in this agreement, they'll be responsible for drilling wells over there, bringing pipelines, getting easements, and putting a tank on the hill to supply their development. It will all be done at the expense of the developer, Chepson Canyon. They have in the past dedicated 169 acre feet of water rights. There was some discussion back then, and it was kind of hard for me to go through and figure out what was said and what wasn't, what was in writing, what wasn't. So we agreed as a, what am I trying to say? As it, to make the agreement work, we agreed to, or the, if you guys will vote on it tonight, to take 169 acre feet of water for their 227 residential lots. Any commercial, any pools, any landscape, anything like that will have to be reassessed by the town engineer and water study, and they will have to do more additional water rights for that. I think that's basically it. Keith has gone through the entire water agreement, made corrections, has approved it. Everything's good legally. So it's just if you guys have any questions, concerns, anything along those lines. Pretty straightforward agreement. It's the main thing. The main thing of the agreement is we're protecting the town's aquifer, and any new developments have to be brought outside water, brought into the town, and not use the town's existing aquifer. So, do we have any comments, questions, concerns from the public? Anybody online?
Did you state that we're opening this
public? Yeah, I did say that. I opened it. Yep. Okay, I'm going to close public hearing. Item number three, resolution R-2025-25, approval of the water agreement with Jefferson Canyon Resort Development Company, Inc. We're going to roll into discussion and action. On to item number four, ordinance O-2025-34, proposed zone change, open space transition zone, OST, to agricultural 5-acre zone, Ag 5, for AB-1351-C, 325 North Cougar Lane. Applicant is Joseph and Katurin Nepal. I think I hope I didn't butcher that too bad. This is over on Cougar, as I said, south of Highway 59. This is, if you guys remember, somebody had bought some property and divided it into, I think there's 6 lots over there, and they had to install a bridge or culverts over there. So this is just one of the pieces of property that the applicant has. It's currently zoned OST. They want to zone it, rezone it to Ag 5 so they can put a house on their property. A good growth, good size lot, 5-acre lots, agricultural, everything that is good for the town. So Planning Commission recommended approval on October 8th, 2025.
So were they not R5s or
no.
Some of those OSTs? Or
yeah, a couple of them were OSTs, some were Ag 5. Some of them already switched to Ag 5. So
they just...
Yep, that's it. They want to switch to Ag 5 so they can put their house on their property.
Scott, I move we approve ordinance O-2025-34, proposed zone change, open space transition zone OST to agriculture 5-acre zone, AG-5, for AB-1351-C, 325 North Cougar Lane, applicant Joseph and Katurin Nepal. Planning Commission recommend approval on October 8th, 2025.
Before anybody seconds that, I do have a question. Did they ever figure out what to do with the bridge or the culverts?
Yeah, there? We're done. We put culverts in.
Yep.
Yep. Right. Roll call vote.
Scott Baylor, aye.
Kevin Sayre, aye.
Mike Brewer, aye.
Nice Spendlove, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. Yep, they put culverts in. Passed down engineering, everything. Everything's good. He did everything he was supposed to do, so they're free to build. Meets fire code and everything. Okay, on to item number five, discussion action, resolution R-2025-25, approval of the water agreement with Jefferson Canyon Resort Development Company, Inc. I kind of went over that. Do you guys have any questions, any concerns, anything I need to clarify for you guys?
I have a question. When do they hope to start on that?
Well, what's going on is we'll vote on the MBA on the 29th. They have a potential buyer. So when they get all this done, they have a potential buyer. So they're still a long ways. They'll have to sell it. They'll have to come in and work with us, do all the agreements and all that stuff. So this is just a preliminary. When you go, if someone makes a motion, please add the mayor can make minor changes in your motion to the agreement. In case we have any I's that need to be dotted or T's need to be crossed. So we're going to have to bring it back to council unless there's a big change. Any other questions?
So they had an old water agreement.
Yeah, they had an old water agreement. It's been superseded by this one, other than the water right. Obviously, that they dedicated water rights to the town. And we're not going to go back and say that that didn't count. That was just stupid and not fair. So that other everything superseded except for their dedication of the water rights.
Scott, I move we approve resolution R-2025-25 approval of the water agreement with Jetson Canyon Resort Development Company, Inc. In addition, the mayor may make small modifications to the agreement.
Thank you.
Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Aaron Spear, aye.
Mike Ferrer, aye.
Ernie Spendlove, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. On to item number six, ordinance O-2025-35, amend Title 10.28.150, utility requirements. Planning Commission recommended approval on October 8, 2025. This is just a housekeeping issue, if I believe, from going from Big Plains to the town of Apple Valley. That's it. Super easy one.
I motion that we approve 0-2025-35, amending title 10.28.150, utility requirements. Planning Commission recommend approval on October
8th,
2025.
Second. Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Kevin Spear,
aye.
Mike
Ferrer,
aye.
Any Spendlove, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. On to item number seven, ordinance O-2025-36, repeal title 10.28.130. Minimum height of main building. Planning Commission recommend approval on October 8, 2025. Another housekeeping. For some reason, somewhere buried in this ordinance, it says that it does not have anything above a one-story home in Apple Valley, which is just true and unpredictable. Yes, I don't know how this was in there. I think Jenna seen it one day and said, well, we need to correct that. So that's all that is, the housekeeping issue.
Taylor, I move to approve ordinance O-2025-36, still title 10.28.130, minimum height of main building. Planning Commission recommend approval on October 8, 2025.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Kevin Spear, aye.
Mike Ferrer, aye.
Kevin Spear, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. So, yeah, we just took that out of there. Contradicted everything else we had, yeah. Item number eight, resolution R-2025-22, amend title 01.20.010, residential usage fees, and 01.20.030, bulk meter usage fees. You guys have any questions? I know you guys reviewed this. I kind of talked to a few of you guys about it.
I like that you were incentivized using our non-potable water. And that also is giving our contractors a little bit of a break to use that water versus using our.
I'd much rather they use that water.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, for sure. For sure. Anything we can do to.
So water. The red is what it was in green.
Yeah, so 0 to 5,000 stayed the same. But so here's some homework when you guys tasked me with this is I did the homework and most homes, including yards and everything, average about 25,000 gallons a month. So I tried to take the first 25,000 and keep that all down to a lower rate. And then we went up to some of the high ones that we had really dinged them on. And there isn't very many users that use that much water, but the few that did, their bills were pretty astronomical. So like I said, with those savings of bringing the water district under the town, I'm able to pass some of that on to the residents. I think everybody's pretty happy about it.
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Taylor, I move we approve resolution R-2025-22 Mintile 01.20.010 resident usage fees and 01.20.030 volt meter usage fees.
Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Mike Brewer, aye.
Mike Spindler, aye.
Rich Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. On to item number 9, resolution R-2025-23 fee schedule amendment, which is just the exact same thing we approved, other than we're putting it into the town's fee schedule. That's all that is. It's the exact same thing we just approved, the water reduction. It's just now approving it to put it onto the town's fee schedule for the website. Okay.
Scott, tell I move we approve resolution R-2025-23 fee schedule amendment.
Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Mike Farr, aye.
Renee Spindler, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. On to item number 10, resolution R-2025-24, amend purchasing policy section, what is that, 11? V1? No, yeah. Oh, is that right?
I don't know.
V1, Roman numeral.
Yeah, 11.
That's my lack of education. That's 11, right? V1, yeah, 11.
Six.
Good job. Yeah, I didn't even know. I kind of looked like I don't have that in front of me.
See that light when you get for it.
Yeah.
I'm used to it.
That's weird. It hasn't gone off like that in a long time. Maybe because of the storm.
It's a storm.
Yeah, we'll blame it on the rain.
All the wood break.
Yes.
It wasn't fun out running around this morning.
Yeah,
and cold.
Come hang out in the greenhouse. It's nice and toasty.
Yeah.
Makes the community garden and there's volunteer time.
Well, just had a movie last week. It's
one sitting
here. Usually, it's
when
it
sits. It's blue again.
Okay. We had another problem with our camera going off, so we're back online. Basically, we're on item number 10, resolution R-2025-24, amend purchasing policy sections 6, donations. Quickly, I'll just go over it again. We're just changing the policy to make it a little easier for the town to accept donations. So the way this is worded now, anything less than $200 will not need town council approval for donations to the town. If it's $200 or more, we can accept them with town council approval. Some restrictions on cash donations, just some common sense stuff. But that's all we're doing, is just making it a little easier for the town to accept donations. If you have any questions, concerns, thoughts?
Oh, no.
No?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I make a motion to approve resolution R-2025-24.
Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Mike Brewer, aye.
Amy Spindler, aye.
Rich Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. On to the consent agenda. Item number 11, formally accept a $100 donation to the fire department from the Firefighters Charitable Foundation received September 3rd, 2025, and the minutes from September 17th, 2025, the town council meeting. Mikey didn't have the financials done yet, but we'll just put them on next month's agenda, or maybe even on the 29th. Mm-hmm. So, if any questions about that, check the minutes. It will look good to me.
Yeah. I motionally accept the consent agenda. Number 11, formally accept a $100 donation to the fire department from the Firefighters Charitable Foundation. And number 12, minutes from September 17th, 2025, town council meeting.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. No need for a closed session. Someone wants to
close the motion. We adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.